from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Pit fight song can only mean one thing. I'm taking my headphones off. That actually means two things. Because I take the headphones off and then we know that Pat Bostic is here. And he was early today. He got here before 7 o'clock and we were actually running a little bit late. Pat, how are you doing today? Things good?
I'm doing good-ish.
That was more about us than you. I knew we would come into this segment late. So that's why I said you'll be on with us for 2 hours.
I normally don't listen to you guys on the way in. Wow. Because I'm usually running late and I know you're going to slander me. So today I was like, I'm going to tune in, see what they say so I can prove them wrong.
Ish.
You knew you were you were going to be on time.
Oh, man. Well, there was this big truck in, you know, this big, like, what are the trucks called that carry the, you know, tow truck? That's what they're called. That thing was going 15 miles an hour. It was, you know, school's out. It's not a school zone right now.
I hate that.
Oh.
The school zones? Because I get it when it's right after drop off.
Yeah.
Or right after school lets out. Some of those school zones go an extra hour in either direction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, if you're a straggler, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
I can't be going 15. I should be going 35. And if you're hanging out around the school an hour and a half after school, that's on you.
You ever go down Forsyth?
Yeah.
And there's that, like, sign that goes, too fast, every time, too fast.
You know what I tell that sign? Shut the hell up.
I go bumbling down that. There's gonna be
next week.
Now there's going to be school. A speed trap down there.
It is coming back.
Next week. Oh, my kids start Wednesday.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know what my dad used to do? It drove me nuts. Week before school, I bleep you not, my dad would play, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." He'd be dancing around the house.
Oh, man.
Because think, I mean, summer, man. All the activities, all the stuff, you don't get any free time. And we love our kids.
Yes.
Everyone loves their kids. But school for a parent now, it hits totally different.
Yes.
8 hours where they're getting looked after.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's big time.
It's huge.
It's the most
huge.
Wonderful time of the year.
Love it.
It is coming quick. Tuesday for our boys.
Oh, Tuesday. Wow.
Tuesday, what about you?
Wednesday.
I feel like this is early.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'm not complaining, but. It feels early to me. The teens, now, I never felt like the August teens.
Right, it was like the 20s.
Yeah, it was always the mid to late 20s.
I always thought we started Labor Day back in the day, but maybe I'm wrong
on
that.
Yeah, you went to school on Friday and then had like a three-day weekend.
Right.
Yeah. Which makes no sense.
None.
Well, it's kind of like training camp.
What is this, heat acclimation?
Yeah, exactly. Training camp, you're going to get one day where you're in shells, then you get an off day.
And you forget your locker combination in that three-day period.
Right.
You get to school on Monday, you're like, What the hell's my locker combination?
We do have football to talk about, but I would forget my locker combination immediately, and then I would, this might explain the sciatic now that I think about it, I would just have my books in my book bag for the remainder of the school year.
I thought you were going to say you got stuck
kind of guy that carried, you know, bricks in your backpack just in case, you know, someone picked on you, swing the thing at him?
No, I didn't get physically abused, just verbally abused. That's how I cut my teeth back in the day.
Yeah.
Just people just bullying me.
Well, and then you would come back with some really smart rebuttal.
The problem is when you were a loser, even if you had a good rebuttal, no one thought it was funny. No one would give it to you. They'd give you the old classic no sell.
In your head, you won.
I always win in my head. Even to this day. Yeah. I would go the entire year without going to my locker one time after day one. And then you'd have to clean it out after, but you wouldn't actually have to clean out. You'd have to open it because they would do the locker check at the end of the year. And I'd be like, I don't know the combination.
Yeah, we used our football lockers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used the same. Did the same. I mean, yeah. I think I had two. I think the one I never used.
Yeah, I never used my school one. And then I would just keep everything in my football one.
What was it like to be cool?
Pressure.
Yeah. Oh. I don't even. I wouldn't even call myself cool.
Oh, yeah. Quarterback of the high school football team. I'm sure you were
four
a big
star.
Dork. Yeah.
4-star.
My man throwing it 70 yards in the air. Everyone picked
Division
on Pat Bostick. He's 6'4".
Every rose, every cross has its thorn on it.
Don't think that's the same.
Heavy is the crown. Is that what they say?
Heavy is the crown the flower wears.
All right, are we talking quarterbacks, football?
We can.
What are we doing?
We can. Yeah, we sure can. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You watch a game Friday. Justin Fields out there getting sacked a couple of times, fumbling some snaps, but some good things too. So yeah. You came away feeling how, Mr. QB?
I thought he looked good. Again, I don't read too much into preseason, so I thought he made some – you know, accurate throws down the field, which was good to see. The fumbled snaps are, you know, it's a concern. I think it takes two for that. The quarterback should always take the blame. You saw the athleticism. You saw, you know, him getting in touch with George Pickens, which was good. So I thought all those things were positive. I thought Najee and Jalen looked good with him in the backfield. That being said, again, I still don't think that he's going to be able to do anything in this period of time to win the job. But he did what he needed to do to continue the narrative that they're excited about him. And I don't think it's a false narrative. I think they're excited about him. But it's those things operationally and otherwise that will hold him back and are a concern, and why he was so friendly to them in the market, why he fell to them essentially, is because of the consistency and, you know, the prone to the negative play, the sack. And a couple of those sacks were not his fault.
Right.
But those things can, especially when you get into the regular season, they could cost you games. And you just don't want to see that, especially from a veteran player at this point.
Let's get do some football elementary.
School zone.
Yeah, 15 miles an hour.
15 miles an hour right now. Explain the difference in the complex nature of being in shotgun compared to being under center, because I feel like Justin Fields hasn't been under center that much probably in his quarterback career, even at Ohio State. And I do believe that Arthur Smith wanted to see that, and was a test by putting him under center and seeing if he could get the snaps and seeing if it could be as clean as it should look. And I think he was put in that situation on purpose, and obviously the task was failed. But explain the difference in how hard it might be to go under center compared to shotgun.
Well, I mean, first of all, your vantage point changes a little bit because you're lower to the ground. So your ability to see the defense and make the necessary checks and adjustments at the line of scrimmage, that's where it all starts, is mentally. The mechanics of taking the snap, working with different centers, that was always something that, you know, I found challenging. You know, it seems fundamental to take a snap, but I mean, centers are different sizes. They snap the ball differently. You may have to, you know, adjust your mechanics. And then it's the footwork that's completely different at the quarterback position when you're under center, because you've got to create the separation in the first two or three steps that you would already have in the shotgun. So I think the challenges of playing in the shotgun and doing RPO stuff are real. I mean, that is something I'm not accustomed to. I never did that, where you're taking a snap, you've got to watch a defender and trust that the running back's going to take the handoff.
Can I stop you real quick on that? Because I've never asked this question, and I don't know. When you're running an RPO or a read option, you're both just making the read, and then that's how you determine whether you're letting go of the football and they're taking it, or are you whispering in their ear, you take, like, how does that go?
Well, it's trained, and the quarterback's got the final say. So the running back's taking it no matter, they are running the run play. The quarterback is either going to give it or pull it. So only the quarterback's making a read. Now, there are probably times when both know what's going to happen, but in order for it to be successful, the running back, he's got a one-track mind. I'm running the football. I am reading my keys, and I'm going to make a play if I get the ball. and the quarterback is reading a secondary or second level defender and either pulling it to run or pulling it to throw. Now, when you're under center, again, the other thing that's challenging about being under center is you don't see it in the shotgun as much as you turn your back to the defense at times. And Arthur Smith's offense is going to be predicated on running the football and play action. And one of the drawbacks to a shotgun-oriented offense is people call it a play action. It's not play action. Because if you're not turning your back to the defense, it is simply a token fake. You may get a mesh point. But play action is, I'm turning my back to the defense, I am extending the football, I have no idea what's happening behind me, and now I'm going to come to balance after a play fake, and I've got to decipher what the defense is doing. So whereas in the shotgun, you see everything happening, there's a two-second period in play action football and under-center football where you have no idea what's happening behind you. You could turn around and there could be a defender right in your face. You could turn around and there could be a wide-open post route down the middle. Or you could turn around and there'd be nobody open and you've got to respond to it. So that to me is probably the biggest adjustment for a quarterback that hasn't, aside from the fundamentals, snap, get away from center, you exchange with the tailback, all your footwork in the run and pass game, is if you're a play-action quarterback and not accustomed to it, you've got to make decisions in a very tightened period of time because your back is turned to the defense at the beginning of the play.
And so let's contextualize that a little bit. The league average last year for snaps under center was 37%. This is from Sharp Football. Chicago, which obviously is where Justin Fields played last season, 24% of snaps under center. Arthur Smith last year in Atlanta, 44% of snaps under center. So above league average and significantly more than Justin Fields was last year. I would imagine that if Justin Fields has to be the Steelers starting quarterback at some time this season, you're going to have to adjust and you're going to have to do more RPO and you're going to do some read option stuff. And with Russell Wilson, let's see what Denver did. They were at 46% last year, so very similar.
And Seattle was probably, when he was in Seattle, they were probably upwards of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because the RPO, you know, really hadn't become a part of the NFL game until probably
10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, 2015, 16, I would say. And the RPO in pro ball gets, the lineman down the field gets called more. So it gets called a lot more. They legislate that. But
I don't know anybody plays defense in college. But yeah,
no, they don't.
I mean,
it's hard to.
It's insane.
It's hard to. But I think it's going to be, you'd have to adjust to Justin Fields. And I think Arthur Smith would absolutely do that. I mean, he had Mariota who, you know, ran that offense, but also ran the Tennessee offense, which was more under center. But I think it is going to be a bigger adjustment for Justin Fields to get used to playing under center than would be for Arthur Smith to adjust to Justin Fields being the starting quarterback and maybe not being as proficient as Russell Wilson doing those types of things. Because they're going to develop a personality. And I think they know what they want that personality to be. It's why they hired Arthur Smith. It's who they were at the end of last year. Is they are going to ride those two horses back there and run the ball, and they're confident that they can create matchups off of that in the action pass play action game. And that requires real play action fakes, not token bluff, you know, 2 second, you know, one half a second throw the ball and then drop back from the shotgun. It requires real deception to create the matchups you want to get one-on-one down the field and to create space behind the second level of the defense. And I think that's who they want to be. And the longer they do that, the harder it is to move off of it if they go to Justin Fields.
I'm happy you brought up the end of last year because there was a national analyst talking about the Steelers last year versus this year. We're going to let you hear that. We're going to react to it. Mike Tomlin talked yesterday about what he's seen out of Russ Wilson because we ain't been to camp. Very few people who have actually seen what Russ Wilson can bring to this team. What does Mike Tomlin think about him so far? We'll get into all that. Pat Bostic with us until 9 o'clock. Right now, I'll tell you to follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And if you want to give us a ring, 412-928-9370 is the number. It's the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, it's a get to know. You know, we've known each other from a distance. Obviously, we're both Virginia guys. But you really don't know people until you get an opportunity to work with them day to day. And, you know, we've established a foundation in that regard. But, you know, it's just the beginning, to be quite honest with you, man. The journey that is the season going to provide enough opportunities for us to do that.
A lot of word salad there from Mike Tomlin talking about Russell Wilson, his presumed starting quarterback, game one against Atlanta. We'll see if he starts the game. Coming up on Saturday against the Bills, they've got the joint practice the day before from 2 o'clock until 4 at Acrisure Stadium. And he says it's a get-to-know-you process right now. You guys have said that it's not really about Justin Fields earning the starting job. It's more about what Russ would do to lose the starting job. By him not playing, I think he's lowering the risk of him not being the starting quarterback, if that makes sense. Like, he's not showing any opportunities to lose the job. And Justin Fields, it's not like he grabbed that thing by the haunches on Friday night last week either. Like, Justin Fields didn't go out and we go, oh my God, that's an all-world performance. You can't sit this guy on the bench. So, I mean, I think Russ should feel pretty good about being the starting quarterback day one.
Yeah, he's not put himself in positions to throw interceptions in practice, to fumble snaps in practice, to mess up plays in practice. And basically, Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith and the Steelers are going off the body of work of Russell Wilson over the last, what is this, his 13th year, something like that. That's what you're going off of. So him sitting out, I agree, kind of lowers the chances of Justin Fields or himself giving up that position. And Justin Fields, yeah, I mean, he hasn't really done anything to make that even a debate. And I know that people on ESPN want to make that a debate, and they did the last couple of weeks, but there's nothing that you can see from Justin Fields in practice or in a preseason game that would have him trump Russell Wilson.
Right.
I'm not sure that Russell Wilson could go out and throw, if he went out and threw four picks in the first four series, you might have concern. But if he goes and throws a pick and they don't score a touchdown, I don't think it does anything. I really don't. I don't think they're that close in their mind. And I'm assuming, I'm deducing, I'm just going off of what I would do based on the facts at play. I mean, Russell Wilson threw 26 touchdowns last year and 8 picks.
20 in the red zone, too.
And, you know, I mean, the 8th most in the NFL. Like, it's – there's just a body of work, to Doran's point, that to me is so overwhelmingly evident and obvious as compared to Justin Fields that preseason's not going to change your opinion on that. There's a reason they got him first.
Yep.
There's a reason that he was – you know, he signified the departure from Kenny Pickett, at least ultimately, and they were going to ride him. And then Justin Fields is a bonus. He's a bonus, and if it doesn't work out, you've got someone you can go to. But I think, right, everyone outside that doesn't see this franchise every single day looks at, oh, two sitting starting quarterbacks in Pittsburgh. It's a competition. One's young, one's old.
I heard Greeny say yesterday, Mike Greenberg from Get Up on ESPN, everyone knows Mike Greenberg is, say that he can't look at the Steelers as a Super Bowl contender because he doesn't know if Justin Fields has it. And I think that is just so missing the mark in terms of analysis. It makes me want to throw my head through a plate glass window. They're not a Super Bowl contender because Justin Fields, he didn't look the part. He's not going to be the starting quarterback.
He's not. I think there's just a narrative. It's good off-season training camp fodder. It really is. It's great talking points, great conversation, and it'll become an even more popular conversation if Russell doesn't play well.
Yeah. So when's the break glass in case of emergency? Like, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. How bad for how long before Justin would get inserted in your mind?
For me, like, if I was a head coach, if I was an NFL head coach and I was in a situation like that, it would always be at the bye week, because then that would give the guy that I'm putting in extra reps and extra days to prepare. So I would always reassess. And I think Mike Tomlin does do this. He does reevaluate the first half of the season, or, you know, the first how many games of the season before the bye week. And then is like, okay, now this is the approach I'm going to take now. So I would say right now, just off of my intuition, it would be at the bye week, whenever that is. I think it's in early October.
It is week 9. So the first week of November. Yeah.
Okay. Late. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I didn't know that until this second. I just pulled it up.
Yeah, I mean, they don't play a divisional game until
November 17th. 17th, yeah.
See, he didn't have the schedule, and he nailed that, Mr. Doran.
November 17th. So they could conceivably be whatever at that point.
Well, I think
it's the bye week. I agree with Doran.
I agree with Doran, too, and I think that's the earliest possible time you can do it, because as we discussed yesterday, once you make that change,
oh, it's over.
It's done. You can't go back. So you need to give it the old college try for as long as you possibly can before you do break glass.
Let's preface this right now for people who probably are tuning in right now and are going to lose their minds about us talking about Justin Fields taking over the job of Russell Wilson. We are hypothetically speaking that if something did happen that was terrible with Russell Wilson, whether it was an injury or his performance, this would be the appropriate time to maybe insert Justin Fields.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I just stumbled upon this yesterday. Our Twitter poll on August 8th was, do you think that Russ will get benched at some point for Justin Fields? And 60% of Steelers fans said, yeah, they think that's going to happen. So if they think it's going to happen, we can pull at that hypothetical thread. And if you think it's going to happen, when would you allow that to happen if you're Mike Tomlin? I think that's a much better conversation than Mike Greenberg saying the Steelers can't win the Super Bowl because Justin Fields didn't show him enough in preseason game number one.
Well, Pat, if this would be the case, there's bigger issues.
Yeah, they're 2-1 at that point. So I think, and there's all sorts of, I mean, because if you go 6-7 weeks and you lose 4 straight, or you've got bigger issues brewing. You've got other problems likely starting to metastasize around the organization, and you're hoping that Justin Fields can inject life and positivity. But it's not, right? It's not a guarantee that you're going to go win the division.
But if that doesn't work, oh boy.
Well, that's my thing. This goes back to the beginning on trading draft picks and all these things. I mean, I think I would not liken them to the Penguins in terms of being that close to the end of the rope. in terms of organizationally and having to pivot, but they ain't far off when you look at the key pieces they have and how long they've been a part of this organization, their injury history, whether it's Watt, whether it's Cam Hayward.
Minka.
I mean, the stalwarts that have kept them afloat, kept them in the conversation, are not too far off from not being Steelers or not playing football anymore. And if this quarterback situation, which basically right now they did not buy, they rented. That's my opinion. They rented. If you're not renting, if you don't rent to own, you're starting over. You're starting over, and that's why I would keep all the draft capital I could. That's why I wouldn't get Ayuk.
Well, we'll get into that because
I don't think they will get Ayuk.
They're definitely not. He was drinking blue Gatorade yesterday. So the Steelers had the seventh highest average age last year, and then their starting quarterback is 80 years old. So that's only going to go up. We got Jeff Hathorn coming up next. Is Russ going to start on Saturday? Have we got firm word on that? We'll talk to our sports director about that coming up next, and then we will let you hear from that national analyst a little later on in the hour, what he had to say about the Steelers quarterback situation. Hang with us. Quick break. That generic quarterback talk on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joins us right now, and we love Jeff. And Jeff, we say hello. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Jeff, you just asked this question of our intrepid producer, Nicholas Harry Callis, off the air. What happens first, a Brandon Ayuk resolution or a Pirates victory? You care to make a prediction on that?
Oh, man. How about both? Can we get both to happen this week? I don't know. I don't know that there's still like the ultimate urgency for that Ayuk thing to get settled, although I'm sure both sides want to get it done. And man, it's just been rough. Rough. I mean, I knew this about Martin Perez. He was not happy when he was traded. And apparently he took that out on the field yesterday afternoon.
Well, do you think his mind may have changed now? I'd feel pretty good being in San Diego.
Yeah, having a chance.
Yeah, having a maybe even a good chance there. So we know Skeens goes tomorrow, Jeff. And so we'll probably talk about this, I'm sure, on tomorrow's show. But we were just kind of kicking this around off the air. Do you think that they're going to shut Skeens down at any point?
Listen, assuming that it keeps going the same way, and I think we're in that boat right now. I don't see why you would. Why would you push him to a level where you're a little uncomfortable? So yeah, I do think at some point they will, and I think it's the right move if they have any concerns about, if they worry at all in their mind, like, hey, should we? Then just shut them down. Don't worry about it. I don't want them to shut it down now. I don't want it to be in the next couple of starts, but I think when they get to that level where they think, okay, this is where we're comfortable with him for his first year, yes, as much as it would help the gate and there would be still interest in him pitching, look for his long-term future, because unfortunately this year is not going to be what they had hoped.
Jeff, do you think that we see Russell Wilson on Saturday against the Bills? And if we do, how much do you think he will play?
You know, I thought he would, and Tomlin kind of ducked that question, and he's going to talk to us after practice today. But and Russ was kind of like, well, it's up to the coaches. I really don't need. So while I thought going into the week we would, I'm not so sure now. And he was kind of playing that, hey, if I don't get it in the preseason, I've been through this. I'm getting the work I need. I would think we would see him at least in some action just because he hasn't done it in a game situation. I just don't know yet about Saturday. Tom might be vague about it. We may not know until the game starts if he gets in there. If he gets in there, it'll probably only be a series or two.
Hello, Jeff. It's Pat. Hello, Jeff. It's Pat. How are you?
False start, 5-yard penalty. Pat. First and 15.
You're at the Ron Cook mic.
Yeah. Well, I'm just paying my respects. Crowley says blue Gatorade means Ayuk staying with the 49ers. Do you think this is done? He's staying in San Francisco, or is there still a heartbeat here?
I think the whole time there's been a heartbeat, and the Steelers have just been very calm about it. Like, here's our deal, here's our offer. And I think they go into it, which is the way that you negotiate best, with, we could say no. And I think that's kind of where they're at right now, is that they could say no, but they're keeping those lines of communication open. Listen, in these things, as we've been finding out, there's a lot of times where just misinformation is thrown out there just to get a feel, to try to get another offer. I mean, we won't know until the end, but it's not over till he signs there. Just because he showed up, drank blue Gatorade and put on a Niners shirt, I mean, that was amazing listening to that. That
so
whole
good.
Description of everything that happened.
Speaking of heartbeats, heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. Jeff, you wrote about George Pickens on 93.7thefan.com. And while I am not a big believer in this receiving core without Brandon Ayuk, I am starting to turn quite bullish on George Pickens. He really seems to be in love with this Arthur Smith system, doesn't he?
He does. And he's actually, you know, early in camp, we saw the little dust up with Zach Azani, the new receivers coach. Zach hasn't changed how he's coaching. And I've kind of admired that George is, I mean, Zach continues with this. He's a high effort, man. He's moving. Probably guys like a lot you see from Cade Bell, probably not quite to that intensity, but like he's always going. Like yesterday, they have a new receiver. Like he gets in the huddle with him and he basically holds his hand and runs out to the place that he wanted him to be in the offense. And George has handled that seemingly well. And here's another thing. George continues to make those one-handed catches and wow the crowds. But I think what's different with him this year is he'll make some of those plays that aren't on the sideline, and then he just takes the ball and turns upfield. There's no like, hey, this is a great catch. It's like, okay, I made the catch. Now I need to finish the play. I do think there's some another level to his game that maybe we're going to see this year, and I think he's handled all the IU questions and this stuff. Like there's been no social media. There's been no pouting. There's been no, what about this guy? I think he's focused in on his team, and we'll see if he has that first game where he doesn't get targeted or things don't go well. But in camp, he seems like a more mature guy that's ready to take it to another level.
Just excellent stuff, Jeff. Thank
Fantastic.
You. Thank you very much. Let's react to some of that coming up. Jeff, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Jeff. Carl.
Jeff is the man. Check out that piece on 93.7thefan.com. It's really good. We're going to hear some of those George Pickens quotes later on in the show, and let's react to some of that coming up next. We'll punt on the national analyst who's got his head up his backside, and we're going to talk about what Jeff just had to say about Russ, about Pickens, and more with Pat Bostic. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Quarterback expert and friend Pat Bostic with us until 9 o'clock. Just talked to Jeff Hathorn in the last segment, and Jeff, who's there every day, who talks to Tomlin every day, has been in every Tomlin press conference ever, still doesn't know whether Russ Wilson's getting the start or even playing on Saturday. There's stuff he said about Pickens I'd like to react to as well, because I know it piqued your interest, Doran, but like, do you think we need to see Russ in this game? If so, how much Russ should be looking at here?
I've been saying all along, I don't think you need to see Russ. And I think we might have talked offline. I'm like, okay, I put Russ in the category, and not talent, not super, super talent, but I put him in a category of Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to play in the preseason. Some of these, you know, top-tier quarterbacks are not going to play in the preseason. I don't think Russ needs the preseason. I think the reps that he's getting are the reps that he needs right now. Even like the team reps that he doesn't get, I don't know if he necessarily needs it. Maybe to gel it a little bit, mm-hmm. but Russ has played so much football. I mean, he's seen everything. I would err on the side that you keep him healthy and make sure you don't risk any more injury and just keep him out of preseason. But that's just me.
My mic is on. This is me being a little bit of a Crowley conspiracy theorist. Is there any part of you, given the hostile nature of crowds towards the quarterback position in this marketplace and the seemingly fertile conversation that is who should start at quarterback, that you don't want to play Russell Wilson to play a home game, start a home game until week three of the regular season when they're hopefully 2-0?
I don't think so, no.
You mean start Justin Fields?
No, they trot Wilson out there, go 3-0, they boo him. On in preseason, they start on the road.
I see what you're saying.
They start on the road 2 weeks at Atlanta, at Denver. Let him play in Detroit.
if they think that's going to be a problem, and if they really think
that... Did you hear it last year?
Well, it's going to be a big problem in season then. Like no. I think that becomes very real in the regular season.
I think it does too. I don't think it's a problem. I'm just bringing it up as a thought process because
don't give people a chance. Don't get tear it down.
Not in the preseason.
I think people are going to get their booze out on Friday when the Pirates return home, and there'll be no booze left over by Saturday.
I totally disagree.
You're onto something there, Pat. Because you think about it. No, seriously, think about it. Russell Wilson trots out there Saturday, and this is all hypothetical, and we're just looking at all angles. But say he trots out there Saturday, and he does go three and out, or throws like a pick six, he will get booed out of that stadium. And then what?
I don't think so. I don't think he gets booed. Not in a preseason game. I don't think he gets booed. Although I was there on Friday, and the crowd did explode for Justin Fields' announcement. I mean, the crowd did explode, and I would guess, this is a guess, I would guess most people would rather have Fields be the starting quarterback. Do you agree with that?
Well, if 60% of the people think that Wilson's going to get benched,
good point.
That means 60% of the people at least want Fields to play.
I don't think Tomlin factors that into him playing or not, though.
As a coach, you not only manage talent, and the X's and O's, you have to manage emotions, you have to manage personalities, you have to manage all of that. And if I knew that I had three straight road games, including one preseason game, at Detroit, at Atlanta, at Denver, you should beat Atlanta, you should beat Denver. If you're real, you come back 2-0 to Pittsburgh week three, and that's all that people have in their mind of Russell Wilson as a Steeler?
I'll meet you here. They come back 1-1 or 0-2.
They're booing him.
And Russ throws an incompletion. They're booing him and potentially chanting for Justin Fields.
Yeah, but you're 0-2 at that point. So you're already starting to think probably about what's to come. Because
even at 1-1, if he throws an incompletion, if it hasn't been sexy the first couple of games, yeah, they're going to hear it. He's going to hear it for sure.
I'm just, you want to, sometimes you want to keep things wrapped up for as long as you can and avoid unnecessary drama.
Like last year. That's the last thing you want to get yourself into is a situation like last year.
I think they predetermined that they're in that situation just by having this roster at the quarterback position.
I'm going to go out and say I could be wrong. I know I could be wrong here. I don't think Russell plays Saturday.
I don't think he's going to play either, because if he was going to play, why would you not just say he's going to play? And he'll have that chance, Mike Tomlin will today, because he's going to have his press conference when he generally tells you who's going to play and who's not going to play.
When is that?
After practice.
Okay.
I don't remember what time practice is, though. All right, coming up next, we've got the audio of the Brandon Ayuk update that y'all need to hear. We're going to react to what Jeff had to say about George Pickens, and then I have a perfect question, I think, for you guys, based off a story in an outlet that we're no longer mentioning because they fired Mark Caboli. So we got a lot to get to over the course of the next hour while Pat Bostic is in here. Right now, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Warmer today, high 86.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.